Gruber, because socialism is never an option. Here's Steve.
The Red Rocker. Is that Sammy?
God bless him. Appreciate having Sammy here to roar through on this Wednesday. Good to have you here as well. Big, powerful storm coming through. We'll talk about that in a bit. My next guest, you'll recognize her last name for sure, comes from a fairly famous individual. Danielle D'Souza here, the daughter of Dinesh, is an American First Policies Millennial Advisor and author of YGOD, Why God, an Intelligence Discussion on the Relevance of Faith 2020. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, okay, I think that this is a great extension of where we just were in the program. First of all, why God in 2020? Why faith in 2020? I have some questions for you about that, but give me some groundwork on where this all came from.
Well, you know, I think that right now in 2020, there's just really a loss of meaning in our culture, and I think we can see that so much in our American politics today, like you've been discussing. So I think that really the solution to a lot of our issues is to go back to the fundamentals that really bring so much to our society these days.
Is there room today for true Christians, for Christians and other people of faith, of strong, committed faith, in the Democrat Party today? When you hear the Democrats talk about abortion up to 40 weeks, some saying you could even abort a child postnatal, is there room in these political circles for real Christians, real Jews, real Muslims? Is there room for them there?
I think they're getting pushed out every day by the radical left. The radical left is really starting to take over, and the moderate Democrats, Christian Democrats, that used to be more popular are really getting pushed out. And so we're seeing this divide in the Democratic Party. And I know that a lot of Democrats who are not politicians, they're just people who watch what's going on. Some of them are really outraged by this. Like you mentioned, the abortion up till birth or even after birth. And so I don't think it's possible really to reason with people who argue like that, because it's not moral in any way, even if you're not Christian.
So where do we go then from here? I mean, here we are in a place where God is less and less part of the conversation. God is being pushed out. You know, you see these battles on the news, you know, fighting over World War II memorials because there's a cross there, and somehow that violates the community standards of the separation of church and state, which is absurd, but these are the sorts of things and the challenges we see. We see God being removed. We see football coaches fired for praying before football games and all of these things. Where is faith in 2019?
Well, I think that we see it in the ways that are probably not the most celebrated in the media, probably not the most talked about, but there are people every day, for example, who choose to not abort their baby, even though they know like things will be difficult. They don't know what the future holds and all that, but they choose that, for example. There are so many people who are helping people. So many people are involved in the border crisis, for example, people who are down there. So I think it's really just in our actions and in our daily life that people exemplify their faith. And so it's unfortunate that a lot of people's interest in this isn't represented a lot of the time by their politicians.
I think a lot of it is flat out outrageous what we hear when we talk about it. I mean, only 13% of Americans believe that abortion should be allowed in the third trimester at any period. And as it gets closer to birth, obviously that number drops precipitously. And so for the Democrats to be pushing this notion that somehow it's morally okay to abort a child at 35 weeks or 38 weeks, it's repugnant, it's repulsive, it's vile, and it will have repercussions at the voting place, at the polling place, I do believe. But what about some of the other things that we see out there? We see anti-Semitism on display for all to see in Congress by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. And I don't see much. I see a little bit of pushback, but I don't see much. I don't see the way it should happen. Does that disappoint you?
Yes, it's extremely disappointing. And I was talking to some Jewish friends, and I had asked them, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And they just brush it off sometimes. And it's really unfortunate because so much so often we have so much name calling from the left that people are racist when there isn't a true example of racism. And we even have this Jesse Smollett case. But this is a true example of someone, acting in a racist way. And so I think it's fair to call out true racism.
Absolutely.
And so it's really unfortunate that so many people aren't actually doing that, but instead just pointing the finger at people that they don't agree with when there isn't actual real racism there. So I think unfortunately the race card has just become so political that now real instances of racism just aren't even recognized.
Well, I have good news on that front, at least, Danielle. Danielle D'Souza here with us, and that is that friends that I have that are Jewish said, based on what they've been seeing, they can no longer in good conscience vote Democrat. These are lifelong Democrats who say, I can't support that any further. I mean, that's where it ends for me. And so people are walking away. This book, tell us about the book and where people can find it.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon and read it on Kindle. It explores 35 different questions people have about God and religion. And it's kind of just like a good conversation, discussion starter if you're interested in exploring this issue. And definitely look it up online. You can just Google Danielle D'Souza, Why God, and it will come up for you.
I greatly appreciate it, Danielle. Nice to meet you and appreciate this. It's a perfect topic. It's an important topic. And you do well out there because we're rooting for you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in Michigan.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much. It's Danielle D'Souza, everybody. Why God? Author of Why God, YGOD, an intelligent discussion on the relevance of Faith 2020. All right, this part of the program brought to you by the Michigan Chamber. The Michigan Chamber is out there to defend your business every day. The number one lobbying group in Lansing, 6 years running, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is out there to defend you and your business to make sure you have the foundation and the ability to move forward, to be successful, to hire more employees and have a great 2019. Find out more at michamber.com. That's michamber.com. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.